Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on your Amazon Echo and the brand new Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Well, let's get this out of the way right now. The baby's name is Archie, and it's totally stupid there.
What? Tell us what it's like becoming a new mum, and tell us a little bit about baby Sussex, as we're calling him.
It's magic. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, I have the two best guys in the world, so I'm really happy.
Tell us a little bit about your son. What's he like? Is he sleeping well? Good baby?
Yes, he has the sweetest temperament. He's really calm and.
He gets that one.
Let Harry speak because he always says stupid things.
So it's been a special couple days.
He's already got a little bit of facial hair as well. Wonderful.
The baby has facial hair, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you, everybody, for all the well wishes and the kindness.
The baby is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Stop it. I like the name.
You know, I knew that we're going this way. I know that you would disagree with me.
Stop.
They named their baby Archie.
That's awesome. Good for them. Flying in the face of tradition.
I hope they have another boy and name him Jughead, okay?
Oh, stop.
How about Reggie?
What's wrong with Reggie?
And then they get themselves a dog named Scooby. I don't know. I just thought Archie was a little... I did think of Archie Bunker also.
Okay.
So I wanted to send a message to Prince Harry. Way to go, meathead. But Archie...
What's wrong with Archie?
But it's not even Archibald.
Maybe it is.
Well, then why did they announce it Archie Harrison?
I like Archie Harrison. He could be in a rock band.
Yeah, like the Beatles?
Possibly.
George's brother. This is my brother, Archie.
Why not?
I don't know.
I like Archie Harrison, Mountbatten Windsor.
Why did I know that you would like this? Because you're Laura Good. That's why.
My name's a little bit different, honestly.
Yeah, but it's not Archie, it's Laura. I think it's a great name, Laura.
Okay, it's Laura.
L-U-R-A, Laura.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so much. People can't spell it, but you know, whatever.
But do you think your mom and dad were thinking, do we name her Laura or do we name her Archie?
I mean, if I was a boy, I would have been Brian. Seriously.
Really?
I know that for a fact.
I have a brother, Brian.
Okay, well, I would have been a Brian had I been born a man.
You don't want to be like that dude.
Okay, well, okay. I know a lot of nice Brians.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes.
Right. I'm sure there are not a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of nice Archies out there.
Hey, like Archie.
Archie, if you're at the fire company this morning, I am not busting on you, buddy. Just eat your breakfast, drink your beer, and everything's good.
Everything doesn't have to be Charles or William or Jonathan or Edward.
Well,
Archie.
That's a good point.
Right? Everything doesn't have to.
Can it be Bill or, because he's William, can it be Tom or can it be Joe or John?
Well, but those are all traditional British names like John, Jonathan, Thomas.
Thomas,
William, Bill, they're all traditional British names, and they didn't want to be traditional, and I say good for them. Good for the Windsors. Good for the Mountbatten Windsors.
I'd like to say we're done with this. However, the late night sound bites are all over it this morning, so Stay with us, and congratulations, baby Archie. Wow. 94KX, Post Malone, it's got that old school feel. I like it. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV, and everybody's talking about Archie.
We finally found out the name of the royal baby.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have decided to name him Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Apparently the royals love the show Riverdale, so it was either Archie or Jughead.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and there's UB40 Red Red Wine. It's not a detergent commercial or whatever we keep hearing it as.
It's nice to hear the full song again.
When they make some of your favorite songs, TV or radio commercials, it gets kind of irritating.
And then it sticks in your head.
Exactly. That's why they do that. How well do we know music? Well, Flashback Friday is tomorrow. How well do we know our moms? I think all three of us are pretty good at this, right?
I would think so.
Absolutely.
Groupon put out a survey. How well do you know your moms? And 89% of people actually did pretty well on the test.
Good.
Here were some of the top facts. 74% of us knew where our mom grew up. Laura?
My mom was an army brat. She moved 10 times
answer.
Before she was 12.
Could you name them all?
She lived in Heidelberg, Mannheim, Karlsruhe, All in Germany. She lived in New Mexico. They lived lots of different places.
Nicely
like
done.
All over the place.
All right.
But where did, how old was she when she settled down?
High school. That was the deal. My grandfather worked for Fort Indian Town Gap.
Okay.
And she went to Central Dauphin High School.
Boom. Very good.
Perfect.
Actually, you answered a bunch of the questions. You went way ahead of them.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Matt, where'd your mom grow up?
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Bam.
That's where the accent comes
from. That's why this guy Matt gets a little too Jersey.
A little Jersey. Sometimes.
Especially when he's wearing the Yankee shirt.
Yeah, gets there.
Anyway, but that's okay. Question number two, where'd your mom go to high school or college?
Central Dauphin and Bloomsburg University.
Bloomsburg University.
That's how she ended up here.
She found the Husky in her. How about you, Matt?
St. Aloysius Catholic High School in Jersey City.
Yeah?
Which is now closed, unfortunately.
Okay.
Along with the Cardinals there. And Seton Hall, which is also where my dad went, too.
Very good. My mom grew up in South Wilkes-Barre, and she's still there. She went to St. Mary's High School and never attended college. Question number three. The name of the street she grew up on. Now, this is going to be hard for you, Laura, because she was all over.
Yeah, that...
Last known address.
I mean, unfortunately, this one I don't think I could do.
Okay, because it's too hard. Deven, Army brats
I guess Deven Road would be the last one, and that was in the Harrisburg area. So that was Paxtonia area. Yeah.
All right, Matt's got a smile. Like, this is like Jeopardy. Matt knows them all. What do you got? Oh, really? You don't know
I'm
this
blanking
one.
On this one.
Wow, you don't know the street...
My dad moved several spots, and I can remember those, but I can't remember my mom's for whatever reason. Maybe and she only lived at the one house in Jersey City.
Oh, I was going to say.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
That's all right. My mom lived on South Franklin Street in South Wilkes-Barre. There you have it. Number four, what was your mom's first job?
She actually worked in a clothing boutique.
Wow, that's cool, Matt.
She was actually a telemarketer.
Really?
Nice. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
My mom got a job with the Acme. With the Acme Marketing.
Acme.
She
the
was
Acme.
A checkout girl for her entire life.
Hey, I got to go up the Acme real quick.
There you go. And your mom's ancestry, you probably know this one.
German.
There you go, Matt.
Irish and German for the most part.
My mom was Irish and Welsh. There you have it.
No, we are full-blown Pennsylvania Dutch over
How
here.
Well.
On that half.
How well do you know your mom? Think about it. Mother's Day is Sunday. News is next.
Today's business does...
Next, Tom and Laurie in the morning at 6:45. Good morning, Renegades. We've got a Thirsty Thursday. We will be starting today to talk about the Melted Beer Fest. Some guests coming in. We'll tell you about that coming up. Mother's Day, we already talked about that. That's coming up on Sunday. Finals week, I guess we should mention that. That's going on at schools. Mm-hmm. And... something new. And they did not identify the university, but I need to find out because it says a university in upstate New York. We're both very familiar with that area.
Yes, we are.
They want students to relax for finals, so they brought in, get ready for it, Laura.
Dogs.
Therapy donkeys.
Yeah, donkeys? Yay.
Everybody does therapy dogs. I guess maybe they ran out of dogs. They went to miniature donkeys.
Oh, my God.
I thought of you as soon as I heard this story. I thought, yeah, Laura wants a miniature donkey.
I really do want a miniature
Christmas,
donkey.
For Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. These animals work miracles. They do truly miracle work because they can make you feel better if you feel bad. They can simply do that.
A donkey?
I love donkeys. So then I was like, yay, and I ran over here.
These animals can bring your stress levels down. You have a hard, stressed life or day. Spend 10 minutes with them. You'll
a donkey?
Chill right out.
What?
You are used to being behind a screen and talking to people. It can kind of get you disconnected, and that's kind of where our life is socially now.
A donkey.
And so with animals, you can't text an animal, you know. You can take pictures of them, but you're touching them. That's how you're physically connecting with them.
I'm going to get through finals by touching a donkey.
A honky-tonky wonky donkey.
I knew you were going to say that. Honky-tonky wonky donkey. I guess it works. It wouldn't work
it
for
works.
Me. I don't want anything to...
It totally works for you because, and here's why, have you ever, seen a miniature donkey up close and personal?
Yes. I have no interest.
Huge
I have zero
ears
interest.
And
yes.
Tiny bodies. Oh, my God. They're amazing.
See, that's you. And
they're so fun.
I could see myself using a donkey for therapy someday, right?
Sometimes I feel a little guilty I'm not spending more time with the wife and kids. Oh, really, is time up already? Can we pick up there next week? Thank you.
Donkey therapy. It could work for you.
Come celebrate.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, 7 o'clock news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. News guy Matt's back in the studio. You need a therapy donkey? I just thought you missed that. Do you need a therapy donkey? You want us to send a donkey?
At least I don't think I do. I do find them fascinating.
Do you want us to send an ass into the newsroom and you can pet him?
A cute, fuzzy little ass.
Okay, now I want one.
So many jokes we didn't
That's
use
awful.
In that last segment. That lady said, when you touch him, you feel better. I so wanted to say, that's funny. If I touch the ass, I get fired.
Stop. There we go. Stop it now.
Okay, let's move on to something else. I don't know if you noticed my car outside today.
I did. The Stang is looking quite spring fresh.
I have
fresh.
To go take a look at it.
It was sunny and nice
yesterday. It's all shined up.
I took the T-Stang out of storage, and I was driving it, drove it up to Bloomsburg last night, and brought it right into work this morning. And then I read the story. Oh, the reason why I mentioned the Stang is I'm just a few miles away from 100,000.
Oh, no way. Ooh.
So that could happen today, and when it does happen today, I like to pull over and take a screenshot of my odometer. I don't know why I do
That's
this.
That's all right.
But I do it. When you love your car, when you're in love with your car, boom, you know? So then I get up this morning, and I read the story of this guy from Durham, North Carolina, Dexter Mills, he just turned over 1 million miles.
On what kind of car?
It was a 2000 Honda Accord.
Wow.
Nice.
Unbelievable. 1 million miles. He bought the car when he was 19 years old, and he puts about 65,000 miles on the car a year. How many miles you put on your car a year?
Like 30.
30,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
That's like double the national average.
No, that's the national average according to insurance companies because they want to steal your money.
Okay.
And like when you even if you lease a car now, they're like, well, could you keep it under 12,000? And everybody's like, no. 15? No. This guy was putting 65 grand on his odometer a year. How about you, Matt?
I'd like to think somewhere around Laura, but maybe a little bit more since we have to do some more traveling to see both mine and Lisa's families. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've had that same car for a long time, right?
I've had it since my senior year of high school. That Christmas, I got it for a Christmas present.
So that was like 2 or 3 years ago?
Who gets a car as a Christmas present?
Okay. Anyway.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what? Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Wow.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Catrillo, where are you at? I think Matt's coworkers need some presents buying cars for Christmas.
I'm lining us up with a couple.
I'm a privileged individual, but man, oh man, I did not receive a car ever for Christmas.
How about a Subaru of my own? Thank you very much. I finally bought the car of my dreams when I was 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It took me that long.
That's all right.
So that's why I baby it and store it. So
nothing
I'm
going
to hit 100,000 today, but to this guy in North Carolina. Oh, here's the funny part. He pulls over to the side of the road. He's got 999,999.9 miles.
Who knew that it went up that high?
I didn't think it did either.
Well, evidently it doesn't with a Honda. He pulls over the side of the road, whips out his phone to take the screenshot, and the odometer sticks. At 999,999.9 miles.
No way.
Yeah. So he was a little disappointed about that. And he said he's finally going to trade in the car.
Why? If it's still running okay, I wouldn't.
Me either, but he said he was.
Okay.
All right. News is next. If you're looking for KX going way back in time with the Cutting Crew from Down Under, get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Friday already tomorrow.
We're getting you ready for the opening of Knoebel's Pool.
Oh, yes.
What do you say we dive in?
Let's do it right now.
Call 800-326-94KX.
That's right. If you have a kiddo between 5 and 12 who's a swimmer and needs to help Cosmo pick up all those coins for tons of prizes at Knoebel's, give us a call on the Ford Fun Line right now. Caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Four.
AX, Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV.
The world got its first glimpse of the royal baby, Archie Harrison, which is weird because my cousin Sal has a son named Archie and another son named Harrison. And we're looking into suing these people.
94KX, Ed Sheeran still in the A-Team. Tom and Laura, the A-Team in the morning. News guy Matt, Rob, the Sports Center, all on the way with news, sports, and AccuWeather. Celebrity birthdays as we get ready for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Ghostface Killa is 49 today from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
Ghostface Killa.
Anybody
got anything you want to you want to go into a hardcore rap here? Anybody?
I kind of do. Actually, did you know that there's like a Wu-Tang name generator online?
Oh boy.
That you can put in
your name?
Your name. So like if I put Laura Good and I enter it, enter the Wu-Tang.
Okay.
My name then becomes Phantom Mercenary.
Phantom Mercenary?
Yep. So then if I put Tom Morgan.
You're too nice to be a Phantom
yeah,
Mercenary.
Yeah, but that's Wu-Tang, man.
Okay, it's all about Enter Wu-Tang.
What are you then?
You are Quiet Desperado.
Oh.
Oh, Desperado.
Okay, so
How about Matt Catrillo?
Here we go.
All right.
Enter the Wu-Tang, Profound Samurai. Oh my God, so good.
I love it.
Let's start our own rap group there. Okay, Ghostface, happy birthday there, buddy. Also, Dave Gahan is 57 today. He is the lead singer for Depeche Mode.
Oh, there you go.
You know that. And Tom Peterson is 68 today. He is the bass player for I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick. And here's the one that I know Matt's going to take. He's going to take it and run with it. Happy 70th birthday to Billy Joel.
Oh, there we go. Billy Joel.
Let's start that debate again. Which Billy Joel is better? The 70s?
Oh, here we go.
Or the 80s, 90s?
Let's not go there again. Oh, boy. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
You're the piano man. Alexis Landis is 37 today. Happy birthday.
Kenny Stroop from Sealands Grove is 51.
Terry Dana is 64 today. Happy birthday.
Amy Fiora is 47. Happy birthday.
Mark Schaefer from West Milton is 57.
Christina Kresge is 34. Happy birthday.
Anita Walter from Middleburg is 56 today. Happy birthday.
Mary Hancock is 54 today.
Deb Fisher is 58. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Natalie Keller. She's 12, and she's on her way to school. She's a sixth grader at Shikellamy. Yay.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Happy birthday.
Tanya Updegrave is 46 today.
Janice Bainbridge from Sunbury is 61. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sheena Erb, and she just checked in too late yesterday. Hope you had a happy birthday. She's 30 years old. And this morning, checking in, Austin Long from Sunbury is 19, probably on his way to school at Shikellamy as well. Everybody's got a birthday.
Well, actually, I got one more. Oh, Jerry Boyer Jr., 42 today. Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, there we go.
Digging down the list there. Anything else?
Nope. That's it. That's all she wrote.
We'll spend the rest of the time singing classic Billy Joel.
It's Captain 9 Jack. O'clock on a Saturday.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
The regular crowd.
I was going deep cuts. Captain Jack will make it.
There's a news guy standing next to me.
His name is Matt.
Matt.
Matt Catrillo.
He is.
The piano man. Hey, get your birthdays to us and we'll do it up.
That's right. It's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies each and every weekday morning right around 7:30. You can message us 1,000 different ways. We love to say birthdays on the radio because it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies
on 94KX.
You want to do like Uptown Girl, don't you?
Uptown Woo. Girl.
I just knew he did.
If you're looking for a new Ford, Blaze, Alex,
Tom, and Laura in the morning.
Oh, my God. My day just got 1,000 times better.
Yeah, because Rock God Brewing Company just walked in the door.
Oh, no, but I got hugs.
Oh, I could hug Gary and Ben whenever I want.
It's always a good thing when, like, big adorable men carrying beer give you a hug.
She's from the coal region, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you don't know.
It's just like, now week is made.
Big, adorable men carrying beer give you a hug. There's today's phrase that pays. The Beer Fest is coming up, and we're going to talk about it and do some sampling, Facebook Live as well, in the month of May, just like we did last year. According to a new study, the amount of alcohol people drink has skyrocketed over the past couple decades.
Good job, kids. Keep it up.
Let's keep up the good work. Coach Tommy Tom here says you need to go and play to win. I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe some of you are upset with this listening. We're drinking 70% more alcohol than we did in 1990. 70% more.
Here's the thing. Hopefully, We're drinking it more responsibly.
Yes.
But there is more out there for people to try and love.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wineries, microbrews.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need something to do?
I say good job, America.
You know what?
Keep it classy, but keep on keeping on.
I say God bless America.
Me too.
There it is.
The Susquehanna Valley.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is on the way with sports and AccuWeather. Also on the way, the Milton Beer Fest.
Woohoo! It's actually one of our favorite days of the year, Tom. Last year was amazing.
And rightfully so.
I know, right?
Because a good time is had by all. If I remember last year, it was Beer Fest and then over to Spyglass. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got a show and it's great.
Well, our friend Vanessa is here again from the Milton Time Organization. It's their biggest fundraiser and event of the year. Vanessa, welcome back.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Always great to have you here.
We love when she visits on a Thursday because she brings friends with beer.
That's it.
Or cider.
Or both.
Or again, I like to say, por qué no las dos?
There you go.
Yeah.
Why not both?
How's it going this year, Vanessa?
My gosh, it's going great. I don't know about you guys or any of the listeners out there, but I'm ready for summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, what better way to kick off summer than the best party, which is the 2019 Milton Beer Fest? And so the 2019 Milton Beer Fest, it's happening Saturday, June 8th from 2 to 6 p.m., and this is our third year doing this. And every year, it's a sold-out crowd. It's a huge success. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly because it's $35 a ticket. And what's included in that ticket is you get a tasting glass. You get to try over 50 different craft beers, wines, and spirits.
Mm.
And there's live music. And this year, we have a really stellar lineup. The North Stage, we have Birdlaw. And then on the main stage, we have Milltown Blues, Runaway Stroller, and Billy Kelly with a band.
That's a great awesome. Setup.
Yeah. That's a great setup.
Love them all.
Oh, my goodness.
Really excited. And then there's also going to be food there as well. So, again, $35, all the food, all the beer, wine, spirits, music. It's a great time.
I mean, you kind of can't beat it. I suggest getting your tickets now, getting them early, because last year, like Vanessa said, it was a sold-out crowd. Visit MiltonPA.org, or you can click on the link at WQKX.com. We also have that cider guy in the house here. Good morning,
hey,
Rob.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Good. Now, I'm a little bit disappointed, though, because I just found out that my favorite cider of yours is, like, sold out.
Oh, you're loving the pear chai.
The pear chai, and then that bee sting one.
Oh, the honey bee sting.
Oh, I was so sad because Rock God was my hookup. Seriously, they had it on tap, and I would go and I would get it, and like, it's, can you make me a special batch?
Those guys have been great. They carry all of our good ciders, so they really do. Awesome when we send stuff over to them, and then they sell out. But we don't technically sell out of anything. We do a lot of stuff seasonally.
Oh, good to know.
So it will come back around. Just stay tuned, okay?
All right. I was getting a little verklempt there. I was like, oh my gosh, I need my fix. So what's going on at the cider shop?
We've got 11 ciders on tap right now, so we're cranking out lots of juice. I brought with me today our Country Boy Cobbler and our Brew Cannon. Our Brew Cannon we've had since day one. It's always a crowd favorite. It's a standard session cider. But then I brought the Country Boy Cobbler. It's a higher ABV, 12% ABV, has blueberries, strawberries, and of course apples in it. Mm-hmm. And really nice cider that folks like to have as part of their flights when they come into our place. So you can try four at our place if you get a flight and always get the Country Boy Cobbler.
Four in a flight, yeah.
Located right on Market Street in Lewisburg, in case you're not familiar with the cider shop. It is kind of in the area that Tom and I frequent, which would be that corner where it's like Bullroom Town Tavern, that area we frequent.
If you're thirsty or hungry, that's a good corner.
It is a good corner.
Great corner in downtown Lewisburg.
Well, we are going to chat with the guys from Rock God Brewing Company coming up from Danville after 8 o'clock, and then we'll go Facebook Live because it's a Thirsty Thursday, which means we need to get drinking.
After the news,
all right. After the news,
ever wish you could go back in time, Grandma?
We do.
94KX, nothing better than this. It's called a Thirsty Thursday, our first of May 2019, as we prep for the Milton Beer Fest. Vanessa's in the house from Milton Time, and our good buddies from Rock God, Gary and Ben. Nice to see you guys again.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great.
So, a little birdie told me, and I mean,
a little birdie.
Yeah, a little birdie. That would be my hubby Keith.
They're
buds.
He's a big birdie.
He is a big birdie. That you guys celebrated 2 years.
We did. We finally made it 2 years.
That's, wow. That's amazing. So what was the official anniversary date?
It was April 14th.
Okay.
But we had our big bash on the 27th.
That's awesome.
And it was awesome. A lot of people came out. We had a great time. Yeah, we had an anniversary ale. People loved it, so.
Is that what we're trying today?
We are.
Tell us a little bit about this anniversary ale, because, I mean, it's special, right? 2 years is a great milestone, especially for a small business.
Yeah, yeah. Gary loves it. It's his favorite beer we make.
Not really.
We tried something a little different. We made a porter, came in around 6.3%, and it has anise, tangerine zest, and Indian coriander seed.
That sounds like an interesting combination.
That sounds amazing.
It really is. A lot of people say it like almost reminds them of root beer. So.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. That sounds very good. All right. The Milton Beer Fest is coming up on June 8th in Rock God Brewing out of Danville. What do I say? If you drove through the tunnel, you missed it. All right. You're on your way to Riverside. Forget about it. It's there on the left if you haven't visited Rock God already. So we will be going Facebook Live in a little bit.
Yes. We're going to be trying some ciders from Civil War Cidery out of Lewisburg. And some Rock God Anniversary Ale, mm-hmm. along with, I think that's, along with another, right, Gary?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we also brought our Roggenbier, which is a German rye beer.
Oh, okay. All right. So lots of new things happening at the brewery, though. Definitely make sure you follow Rock God on Facebook, because you guys are always doing stuff. Like, what's coming up this weekend? Because I know you have stuff going on this weekend.
Yep. We have John Sweeney playing this weekend. Tomorrow night, he starts at 8. We'll have the Gridlock Cafe there, which is powered by Grilled Cheese Cafe.
Nice. So. Who doesn't love that Grilled Cheese Cafe? That is not low carb.
No, it's not.
And we always got stuff going on. Check our Facebook page out. We're also part of the River Rat Trail.
Yes, and my friend Vanessa here, we have, as part of these Thirsty Thursdays, it's not just an excuse. Well, it is an excuse for us to taste us some breakfast beers, but lots going on. And the River Rat Brew Trail is pretty much what it's all about at the Beer Fest this year, right?
Yeah, so we've partnered with the River Rat Brew Trail. So all of your favorite local breweries will be there. You know, Civil War Cider, Rock God, Three Beards, Eclipse, Rusty Rail, Marzoni's, you name it. All of your favorite local breweries will be there, thanks to our sponsorship with the River Rat Brew Trail. And we actually are going to be giving away some tickets to the Milton Beer Fest.
And when
today.
Are we going to do that?
So, right now?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Right now.
That's right. Right now, we'll take caller number 4 on the Ford Fun Line for a friend 4-pack. It gets yourself and 3 friends into the Milton Beer Fest, and then a pack of passports, which we'll talk about Facebook Live to the River Rat Brew Trail. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
House cleaning. It's fun, exciting, and new. And
said no one ever.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's National Military Appreciation Month, and all of our stations are all over it for our servicemen, and both past and present, the people who serve our country. And I think it's a cool thing in May.
I think it's amazing. Of course, every day is a good day to thank a veteran, thank an active military member, thank a military family, especially our Gold Star families. They really do sacrifice a lot to protect and serve our nation. So all May long, we will be saluting military members from every single branch of the military. And a big thank you from Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring, Midpen Engineering, The Little Sportsman's Shop, VFW Post 6631, The Auxiliary, and of course, all of us here at 94KX.
This year, we're at Laura in the Morning. Sean Carey's on the way next, and we did save him some cider. You've